Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in our final podcast of the fourth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, beginning at Daf Lamed Chet Amud Aleph. We have a long piece to do today. First, we have to go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak to look at the last Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, the second half of it, which is where we're picking up here, and we have the passage. Lefichach nivra adam yichidi. That's why man was created alone. There is an issue with Girsaot, whether it says Yisrael. We'll read it the way that we have it, which is it teaches you that if you kill one Jewish person, it's as if you killed an entire world, which is Adam HaRishon was created alone. And keeping one person alive is like keeping an entire world alive. Also, Shalom Habriot, so that people shouldn't argue and say, Shalom Adam Habriot, Abba Gadol Me'avicha, I come from greater stock than you. We all come from one person. Also that the heretic shouldn't say, there's a lot of different gods there, that's why they created different people. It also shows how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Shadam Tovea Kama Matpeot Pachot HaMachad, a person can make a lot of coins with one mold. They all look alike. Look at this. God created one man. Everybody was created from that man. And everybody looks different. That's why everybody should say, the world was created for me, meaning from a level of responsibility. Then a person could say, this is now commenting on this whole process of chakirot, why should a person say, why should I come and testify? I'm going to go through all this and be threatened and frightened. That there is indeed a sin for not testifying. So maybe I shouldn't testify if somebody killed somebody. I might end up being liable for all of this guy's generations. The answer is, that the death of the evil is indeed a cause for celebration. So if it really is somebody who should die, critical. Okay, let's go to Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, Lefichach. Tanu Rabbanan. Adam Yechidi Nivra. Man is created alone. Parallel to the Mishnah. Ma? So minim homrim harbe rishiyot b'shraim. Again, the heretics. Tavarachem ne'at tzadikim ne'er rishayim. Also, kabat. Shalo yat tzadikim homrim anu b'nei tzadik, rishayim homrim anu b'nei rasha. Tzadikim should get credit for what they do. And shouldn't be told or say, we're from tzaddik stock. And Rishayim the same thing. They should take liability for what they've done, responsibility, and not say, well, what do we do? We're from the Rasha stock. Darachem ne'a mishpachot. Also, shalim mishpachot mitgarot zubazu. Families shouldn't fight with each other, saying, I'm from a better stock. Umachshav shnivra yachid mitgarot. Look at it. Today, with one Adam, people still fight. Think how much more they would fight if they were came from different stock. Also, because so people shouldn't steal and strong arm, because after all, we're all one family. Now they behave that way with man being created alone. Certainly, how much more so they would do so if there are multiple people and multiple cultures starting together. The next thing in the Mishnah that we just read shows how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw that in the Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovea kol adam chotavo shel adam rishon. Echad mein domeh lechavero shenemar, titapech kachomer chotav v'yatzfu kamo levush. Describing creation as the beginning of God's speech in the whirlwind to Eov. And is described as a seal. That's how we get to tell you that it's a seal, like a stamp. Neima in partzufi en domin zel hazeh. Why people don't look alike? So a very interesting approach. Shelo yu minim omrim shut shelo yir adam dirana avishana avyamar shalili. Person could, if it looks like everybody else, he could walk in and see a beautiful woman or see a nice house and say they belong to me. Shnemar vaynam rishayim oram uzrod rama tishaver. So why did God do this? To keep the rishayim from taking from the tzaddikim and hurting the ones who are strong arms. People are different from each other in three ways. Bekol, with your voice, bemarad, how you look, ubedat, and your ways of doing things, attitudes. Kol of marad, mishum erva. That's to make sure that your wife will recognize you. Ubedat, ne'gazanim v'chamsanim. And you'll hide things where they wouldn't hide things. You have different ways of doing things. They won't know where to look. Tana Rabbanan, Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbat. Man was created on Friday. We don't want the heretics to say that man was a participant with God in creating. He came along at the end.
If he becomes chatsuf,
God could say the little gnat came before you. Also, he should come right into mitzvah, which is Shabbat. Or he should come right to the meal. Everything should be ready for him. He built a beautiful palace. He made a meal. Then he invited the guests. In the same way, man is God's guest at the meal, which is the world. What's this mean? It's really in the original talking about a seducing woman who's trying to get a young man to come be with her. But it says she built her house and set up seven pillars. She slaughtered the meat and poured the wine, set the table. And she sent her girls out to go to the top of the city, high place, to find a young man. Now, what's the drasha? He built the world. What's that?
What's
that? That's the world, the seas and the rivers and everything in the world. It's a set table for man. Shalchana rota tikra, what's that? Ze adam b'chava. He sent them out. Agapem rome karet was emir amachana rami. Uktiv agabe uktiv al kisei. Says another place that they were on a chair. Chila agapem, originally they were up high. When they sinned, and lasov al kisei. And then what does she say? Mifeti asur hena chasar lev amralo. Who is a fool who will come to me and somebody who's empty of heart, as it were, who she calls? So makarish brachu mifta ola ze. And so the take on this is, who seduced this guy? Meaning, Adam. Isha amralo, a woman said to him, Dichtiv, no, if isha chasar leiv, somebody who's seduced after a woman or has relations with a married woman is empty of heart. So that's the connection. Tani Romero, Romero, Adam Rishon, Mikol Alam Kulotz Barafro, his dirt was gathered from all of the world, Shinemar, Golmi Ra'ue Necha. In the beautiful parak of Tehillim, Kuflam Metet, that describes man's creation in the womb, he says, my matter, was seen by you. All right, what's the proof text is this idea of God's eyes going throughout the land in Divrei Yamim and Zechariah, several places. Shai Mishmei Derav, Adam HaRishon, Gufomi Bavel V'Rosho Meretz Yisrael. His body was from Bavel, but his head from Meretz Yisrael, V'Rav Mishar Atzot, and the rest of his limbs are from the rest of the world. Agvotav, where does his behind come from? Rav Acha mi Akra da Agma. Akra da Agma happened to be a very dirty town in Bavel. Rav Yochan bar Chanina, 12 sha'ot hayo avayayom. The day is 12 hours long. And now we're going to describe that Friday. Sha'ari shonarot spara afro. The first hour, his dirt was brought together to create him. Shniana sagolam. The second, he became a matter, meaning he became a form of a lifeless form. So Shidim Tuchwe Varav. The third is limbs were stretched out. Vidin is Kramon Neshama. The fourth, he got his Neshama. Chamishit Amara Raglav. So he stood up in the fifth hour. Shishit Karashimot. The sixth was when he called the names of all the animals. Shvidin is Davgalo Chava. The seventh was when he had Chava. So he had already an afternoon nap there. Shminit Alulamita Shnaim Viardu Arba'a. In the eighth hour, they went to bed as two and they came back with four, meaning Kain and Heva. Shiit, this is according to one take, the Kain and Heva were with him in the gun. Then he was commanded not to eat from the tree, which, of course, not the order that we have in Bereishit. Asirit Sarach, the 10th hour, he sinned. Chadisrei Nidon, he was judged in the 11th hour. Shtemisrei Nitrad Valachlo, at the end of the day, he was sent out of the garden. Shinemar Adam Biyikar Bal Yalin, that man can never sleep in the beautiful place, meaning, before the end of the day, he was already out. Rachama, and then we have a piece on that pasuk in Tehillim Mentet. An animal can never overtake a person unless the person looks like an animal. He is nimshal in the sense of nimshal of being ruled over. When he looks like a behemoth.
When God wanted to create man, bara katachat shemalachei asharet. So he first created a special group of advisors, of malachim. Should we make man in our image? So what's he going to be like? He described man. The pasuk can tell him, why would you mention man? What do you think of man? So God touched them and burned them up. And he did that with another group. In other words, he wanted them to say yes. So the third group that knew about this, they spoke up. What happened to them? Your world's yours. Do whatever you want in your world. So that worked. When they got to these terrible generations, they said, so this group said, didn't those first group that you burned up, didn't they say correctly, you shouldn't create man? I will be patient until an old age, which means I'll be patient with them. That's how my attitude is. They don't have to be perfect. A new midrash, a new agadah. Adam Rishon took up the whole world. This is in Vlet Hanan, when Moshe says, go and ask whether there ever was a time, and you can ask from one end of the earth to the other, but the way they're reading it is that they go ask if since God created man from one end to the other end of the earth, if there ever was such a thing that God took one nation from another, and singled them out like we did from Mitzrayim. Kivancha Sarach, once man sinned, God put his hand on him and lowered him. You created me from front and back. Then you put your hand on me. He takes a different take, not horizontal, but vertical. Man went all the way up to heaven. Same pasuk. God put his hand on him and lowered him. Same thing. Alright, so kashu kriyadadi. So, which is it? How do we interpret the pasuk? Is it horizontal or vertical? The answer is idi idi chadamidi. It's all one midah, meaning God, man took up widthwise and heightwise. He spoke Aramaic. Shenemar v'lim ma yakru re'echa el. And we're reading yakru here as grievous, like as the Aramaic word. V'hainu d'amar Rosh Lakish ma'i dichtiv z'sefer toldot adam. Why does it say in Bereshit Hey? The Sefer Toldot Adam, Lamed Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dor Dor V'Dor Shav Dor Dor V'Chachamav. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shor Adam, all the great generations and all the great leaders. Kevan Shigel Ador Shor Rabbi Kiva Samach B'Torato V'Tatzev Mitato. He saw Rabbi Kiva. He was very happy with his Torah and very sad about his death. Amar V'Lim Ma Yakru V'Yachael. Again, why are your friends suffering so much? Yakru, again, in the Aramaic meaning, and that's what he says. He spoke Aramaic. Here you go, Marav. Adam Rishon Min Haya. He was really a heretic. Shneimar, I cried when I lo him al Adam vayomer lo ayeka. When God first calls to man after man violated the law of the tree, he says ayeka. What's the drasha? An natali becha. Where's your heart gone? You must think I don't see you. Yitzchak amar moshech por latoya. No, he was also trying to cover up his brit milak. Tivacha himak adam avru brit. And Hoshea says about the northern kingdom, they are like a man who's violated the brit. But the idea is Adam violated the brit. What's the brit? He denied God's existence. That they've abandoned God. So to be an Adam of Rubrit is tantamount to denying God's existence. Okay, we have an interlude here, which will set us up for almost to the end of the parak. We have the Mishnah Avot, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Havei Shakod Lumod Torah. Be very zealous to study Torah. V'dam Mashtashiv L'Apikoros. Know how to respond to an Epicurean, to a heretic. V'yochanan L'shan L'Apikoros L'Chri. That's only if the Epicurus is not Jewish. Of course, Yisrael Koshukein to Pakar Tfei. If he's Jewish, he already knows Jewish sources. When you bring them to his attention, he's just going to become more belligerent and more anti. It's not worth it. All right, now watch this. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, many of these are Christological verses. Rabbi Yochanan says, any pasuk where the meaning, use the pasuk to generate
heresy, the response is right there. For instance, Na'aseh Adam et Tzalmenu, one of the most famous verses used by heretics, say there's multiple gods. And then what it says, Vayivra Elohim et Adam et Tzalmenu, God created man in his image, in the singular. In Dor HaPalaga, Hava Nerdav Navlasham Sfatam, let us go down and destroy and mess up their language. It says, Vayivra Adonai, or Tatayu, right before that it says, God went down in the singular, Rathamigdal. Kisham Nigue Lav Elohim. Yaakov goes back to Beit El to build a Mizbeach, because that's where God appeared to him, appeared in the plural, Niglu. And then, what does Yaakov say? I'm going to build a Mizbeach. La'el ha'onel tibi amtati, he who answered me in the singular. And then in Torah, ki mi goy gadol asher lo elohim krovim elav, God ra'el him b'chol koreinu elav, Elohim krovim in the plural, who has a close God. And then in Shmuel Bet, there's a parallel pasuk, mim kamcha yisua goy echad ba'aretz, Shachu Elohim liftot lolam, that God went to redeem for himself as a nation, which means again in the singular. Ad de Karson Rami v'atik yomin yativ, before the thrones are raised and the Ancient of Days sits down. Okay? So, Hanach Lamali. So, what are all of these plurals for? And what are the problem here is, in the Pasuk in Daniel, it says the thrones are lifted up, and the Ancient of Days sits in the singular. In the singular. Okay, Hanach Lamali, what do I need all these psukim with the plurals? God doesn't do anything with first taking counsel with the heavenly retinue. It's only by the decree of the angels that things happen. So, Hatenach Kuli, I get that with, let's create man in our image, or let's go confound their languages. Adikar Sunami Maiko, remember, what do you do about the description of God with the thrones in Daniel? He answers, Echalo v'echalo David. God has a throne for himself and a throne for David. Etanya, Echalo v'echalo David. To Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Akiva, Ad matayo tesa seshchina chol. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Akiva, how can you make the Shechina so chol as a seat next to the Shechina for David? One chair is for God to sit in for Deen, the other is for Staka. They're both God's chairs. Now the question is, Kiva Mine Lo Kivine, do Rabbi Kiva accept the rebuke and the changed approach? Toshma the Tanya Chalid Chalid Staka, Rabbi Kiva. Yes, and that's like he himself said the same thing later on. Amalav Elazman Azariah, Kiva, Malachai Itzal Haggadah. So Elazman Azariah turned to Rabbi Kiva and says, Akiva, you don't belong in the world of Haggadah. You belong in the difficult areas of halacha. Leave Agadah for other people. Ella echad lekisei v'echad leshrafraf. Said, what were these two thrones? One is a throne. One is like an ottoman. Kisei l'shev alav shrafraf l'adom raglav. One for his to sit on. One for his feet. Whatever this all may mean. Nachman haiman du yada l'adurei l'minim k'rav idit. If anybody knows how to respond to the heretics like Rav Idit does, le'adar, let him answer. Below low ledais. If it's not that good, then he shouldn't answer. So let's see some stories. Amar Humina the Rav Idit. Where's the story? K'tiv Moshe Amar Ale El Adonai. Hashem is speaking to Moshe at Har Sinai, and he says, "Come up to Hashem." Ale Yalein Elanim Ba'Elei. Should have said, "Come up to me." So Amar Le Uzel Matatron. He says, "You know who's speaking? Who's speaking is Matatron, Shishmo Kishem Rabo, some super angel who's got the name like Hashem." Dichtiv kishmi bekirbo. God says, I'm going to send an angel among you, and my name is with him. Don't be careful. Don't rebel against him. My name is with him. So, ihachi. Niflechulei. So, let's worship Matatron. Says, Tiv altamerbo. What does altamerbo? Literally means, don't rebel against him. It means, altamerenibo. Don't swap him for me. So then why would we say he won't bear your sins? It's not up to him. The answer is we didn't accept him even as some sort of front goer, meaning as like somebody who would go in front of the army. Moshe said, if you're not going to come with us, forget it. Which means Matatron was eventually rejected. So not an issue. Okay, another story about your interactions with heretics. Again, this problem of, instead of saying, Me'ito, it says Me'it Hashem. Me'ito Me'bayelei. So there was a laundryman said, Shavke Adam Hadarnele, you go learn, I'll take care of this guy.
It says when Lamech spoke to his wives, he addressed them as wives of Lamech instead of Nashai Mibayla, instead of my wives. That's the way the Torah talks. That's the language of the Bible. It's the same thing. That's how they write. He said, where did you learn this piece from? So he said, I learned from Meir's lectures. The Amar B'Yochanan, when he would give the Perek, one third would be halacha, tilta agadata, one third agadah, tilta matle, one third would be parables. Yochanan shlosh meot mishlot shualim hayula Meir. He had 300 parables involving a fox. Anu ein lanu ela shalosh. We only know three of them, which really are one that goes into three psukim. Avot yochlu vosa v'shinei vanim tikana. Mosnei tzedek am nei tzedek. And tzedek mitzor nechlat. So we have o rasha tachtav. This is the story about the fox who seduces the wolf to jump into the pit, etc. Take a look at Rashi. He goes through the whole story. And I'm sure in many of your Gemarot it has it written out. Okay, now we have interactions between the Caesar and certain great rabbis. I'm only Caesar means the Roman governor in Judea usually. I'm Gamliel. Elohechem ganavu, your God is a thief. God put man to sleep and took a rib out or side out. So Amrale Brate. So his daughter said, Shavke Danama Darnale, Rebbe, father, you go learn, I'll take care of this. Amrale, this is a beautiful answer. Tnuli duchu sachad. Give me an earl or a minister. Amar la lamalach, what do you need it for? So listin bawaleno halayla. We had thieves come to us at night. They stole a silver container and put a gold one in its place. So I want the constable to come out. We should have gone off like that every night. So she said, so think about this. Wasn't it nice that they took from Adam Rishon, they took just one side and gave him a woman to serve him? So I was like, So the governor said, okay, I get that, but why not take it openly? Why put him to sleep? That's what makes God look like a god. Amrale, aituli umtsa de bisra. She said, go bring me a piece of meat. Aitula. Otva tute bachsha. Right? And she put it underneath the chair. Apikta, she took it out. Amrale, echo mehai. She said, eat from this. Amrale, meisali. It's disgusting. If she was taken from him while he was awake, she would be disgusting to him. All right, so she gave two very good answers. So now Caesar asked Rav Gamliel, I know exactly where your God is, where he lives. All right, that happened. And then, at that point, the Caesar himself moaned. Amarle, my high, why are you moaning? Amarle, ben achad yeshtu b'chachei ayam, v'yeshtu gaguim alav. I have a son who's off at sea, and I miss him. V'ayinu d'machvit le'nieli? So, Rav Gamliel says, will you show him to me? Rami yadar ha'echaniu. So, the Caesar says, I don't know where he is. Le'di'ika ba'ara lo yada, v'ika v'shmai yada? I mean, he's on earth, and you don't know where he is. The one who's in heaven, you know where he is? So Amalei Kesam Gamliel, Ktiv Mona Mispala Kochavim, God counts the stars. My Ravute, what's the big chiddush? Anamatzina Lasim Lamim Lekochavim, I can also count the stars. So Aiti Chavushu Chavushe Shaduni Ba'arvila, Kamahadulahu. So he took a bunch of fruits and put them in a basket and started moving them around. Amarle Maninu, and he said, while they're moving, count them. Amarle Ugminu, he said, stop them. Amarle Rekia Nami Hachiadra, that's how the heavens move. So, or he told the Caesar, go, you count the stars. The Caesar told him that. He said, why don't you tell me how many teeth you have in your mouth? So he put his own hand in his mouth to start counting them. You don't even know how many teeth you have in your mouth. You know how much is in heaven? Okay, another conversation. Based on your own Tanakh, the one who created the mountains, not the one who created the wind. It sounds like a Zoroastrian challenge. Shemar ki hine yotzer harim uvorei ruach. So he's written the vav as a disjunct. Alameata gabe adam dechtiv vayvra vayitzer. Says vayvra limit adam vayitzer. He created him and he formed him. Machinam mishra azel o barazeh. What, two different gods created? Tefach al tefach yeshpo v'adam. Yishan kavim yeshpo. You have one face, which is one tefach by one tefach, with two holes in it, ears and eyes. Mishra azel o barazeh. You're saying different gods created the different parts? The one who created the ears, the one who created the eyes. Meaning, don't read those as a conjunct. Amarle in said, yeah, different gods. Amarle was shot mita, kulan nipaisu. So tell me why a person dies. All those gods agreed at the same time to have him die? That's why he disproved it. Amarle aung gushal amemar. So it was a certain Zoroastrian wizard said to Amemar, your top half belongs to Hormiz, the god. Your bottom half belongs to Ahormiz. It's a typical dualism. So how does Ahormiz, who owns the bottom half of me, allow Hormiz, who owns the top half of me, to have water go through his land, which is when he processes water and urinates? So Amalei Kesavi Tanchum, Lehavu Kulan La'amachad. So let's all be one nation. This, by the way, was a big Roman claim. Let's all be one nation. Amar Lechayai, good idea. So okay, Ana Demalina Mamatzina Mehave Kevataychu. We who do Brit Milah, we can't be like you and not do Brit Milah. Atan Malita, you do Brit Milah just like in Shechem. Havu Kevatan, you be like us. Amar Le Meimar Shaper Kamar. You said good. There's a rule that anybody who beats the king and shows the king up has to get thrown into the wild animal preserve. They threw him into the animal preserve, and the animals didn't eat him up. So this heretic said the reason they didn't eat Rabbi Tanachum was because the animals weren't hungry. So what happened is they threw this meanin, and he got eaten up. Amritu kol be'asar shchinta sharya. You guys believe that every time the 10 people get together, the shchina's there. Kama shchinta aika. How many shchinot are there? After all, you got a lot of minyanim. So kari l'shavim me macha be ba'apatka. So he called the servant in, and he hit him. Why is the sun coming into this house? The sun is everywhere. God has a million suns in front of him. Nonetheless, it rests on the whole world. Certainly the Shechina of Hashem does. Okay, back to the minim. Your God is a teaser. To Kamalei Yechezkel, first he told Yechezkel, Shchav al tzidcha smoli, lie on your left side for 390 days, Uchtiv, Shchav, 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 Tal, tzidcha yimani, lie on your right side for another 40 days. Right, so your God is, he's abusive. Ata u talmida, so a student came, Marle, my time by the Shviata. So the student, in the meantime, came to Rabbi Avahu and said, what's the reason for Shemitah? Totally nice, good question. I'm going to tell you guys something that answers both of you. I want you to plant for 6 years and take the seventh year off. I want you to know the land belongs to me. They didn't do it. They sinned and they were exiled. How does the world generally... When a country rebels against a province, rebels against the king, if he's mean, hareged kulan, he kills everybody. Im rachmanu, if he's compassionate, hareg chatzam, he kills half. Im rachman malei rachamim, if he's super compassionate, then what does he do? Miaser gdolim shebahen beisurin. He takes the biggest leaders, and he afflicts them. That's how he does it. Avkach kodesh baruch hu miaser yechezkel kedem rakamotem shel Israel. Here, Am Yisrael just sinned. It's the right after the Churban Beit HaMikdash. And so therefore he afflicts Yechezkel with his lying for all these days on one side, on another side, having his wife die, etc., in order to cleanse all the sins of Israel. Okay, your God is a Kohen. This is now getting a little bit of a silly thing. God said, take Truma for me. So who gets Truma as a Kohen? So Kikavra the Moshe, and God buried Moshe in my Tavil. What did he go to the mikveh in to become Torah from Tumat Mate? This is, of course, he's barbing with him. If you think that he went into the water, God is the one who measures out the water. The water is much smaller than God. He dipped in fire. God comes into the fire. So he says, since when can you go to mikveh in fire? He says, if you look at the psukim, you'll see that the main tefillah is in the fire. If you can't do fire, you do water. When it comes to Tarat Klei Midyan, it says that you should put it in the fire. If you can't get in the fire, it goes in the water. What's the chiddush? Every nation is a single nation. And by the way, you guys are also with us. You're no different. All the nations are like nothing next to God. But you're part of that. It's actually you testified about us. In Bilam's Nevuah, it says, they don't count among the nations. Am Yisrael is separate. God is good to all. God is good to those who pray to him. How do you answer that? It's like a guy who has an orchard. When he waters everything. When he works hard on each individual tree and pruning, he only prunes the good ones. Okay. So then the Mishnah said, that's why everybody has to say the world was created for me. Alright, so now we have a pasuk. This is when Achav was killed. And this is the end of the Mishnah says, Ba'avod Rishaim Rina. That's the point. Ba'yavor Harina Ba'machane. When Achav died, the song came forth through the camp. Achav Rachanina Ba'avod Rishaim Rina. That's what they sang. We're happy that Achav, the Avod Achav Ben Amri Rina. He's a bad guy. Michari Kuchabrich Vatan Rishaim, this famous piece. Since when is God happy with the death of Rishaim? Uchtiv. In Divrei Hayamim, they say when they're going out to war, they say, Hodu l'Adonai ki l'olam chasdo, and they left off kitov. God is not happy when Rishayim die. The Malachim did not come close to each other, which evokes Vekar Azelzem. The Malachim wanted to say Shira. My creatures are dying and you want to sing to me? God himself is not happy when Rishayim die. They're his creatures. But he does in late others. It says, just as God was happy to do well with you, so he will elate others in doing bad to you. Alright, Vazonot Rachatsu. So it says when Achav died that the Zonot bathed in his blood. Very strange. So Amar Balazon Lamarichte Chezionot. It's not Hazonot, but Chezionot. Meaning it was there to cleanse two visions, or to realize two visions. Achachal Michayhu. Achachal Eliyahu. Michayhu was the one who, when they were going out to this war, he was the Navi who said, God is tricking you and you shouldn't go out to this war. And if I'm lying, then God didn't speak to me. And the thing was standoff with Sidkiyah ben Kanana. Michayu k'tiv, im yashov tashuv shalom, lo dibir adonai bi. Pevau k'tiv, makom asher laku haklavim etam Navot, sham yaloku haklavim etam cha. The place where the dogs lapped up the blood of Navot, who you killed in this kangaroo court, your wife did, that's where you're going to die. So to have these two prophecies come true, he was killed. Rav Amar Zonot Mamash. It wasn't Chezionot, it was really Zonot. Achav Ish V'Tzunan Aya. He was a very cold person. Astalo Izebel Shtei Tzurei Zonot Merkavto. So Izebel made pictures of two promiscuous women on the Merkava Kadesh Yirel Tamit Chamim. So you should see them and heat up. And so that's where the blood splattered on. Alright, and then it says V'Ish Mashach Bakesha L'Tumo V'Yakeh. How did Achav get killed? There was a ceasefire order, but one guy wasn't listening, and he pulled the bow and stretched the bow and shot him. Litumo. What's Litumo? Simply, he wasn't paying attention. Rav Amar l'tameim shtei chezyonot. Again, to complete two visions. In other words, this is God pulling the arrow, if it, as it were, shooting the arrow to kill Achav to complete these nevuot. This is back in Perek Yud Chet, when Achav is frustrated by the long famine that Eliyahu has decreed, and he sends Ovadyahu Asher al Habayit, that in this midrash they're going to read as being also the Navi Ovadyahu of the shortest book in Tanakh, Ovadyahu. And he calls him, he says, let's go out and see if we can find anything for sustenance. So he's called Ovadyahu Asher al Habayit, Ovadyahu Yare Adonai Meod. My Kamar Kra, what's the text saying about him? Amar B'Yitzchak Amarle, B'Yaakov Tiv Nichash Yerachene Adonam B'Glalecha. Achav says to Ovadyahu, when it comes to Yaakov, Lavan admits that since Yaakov came to his house, he's been blessed. B'Yosef Tiv Yerach Adonam B'Yitzchak Mitzvah Glal Yosef, that Potiphar's house got blessed because of Yosef. B'Yitzchak Ugar Olam B'Mirich, but my house is not blessed. Shem Elohim Re'elohim Atah, maybe you're not one who fears God. Therefore, the Bat Kol came out and says he was very, very much of a Yar Shemayim. But your house doesn't deserve a bracha because you're a Rasha. Ovadyahu is described in greater terms than Avraham. Avraham loktiv miod. In the Akedah, God says, Kirei Elohim ata. Ovadyahu loktiv miod. Here it says, Yireh Adonai miod. So why did the same Ovadya earn the rights to be a Navi? Neshech bi me'an Nevi'im b'ma'ara, because he himself hid 100 Nevi'im in the cave. Shneimar v'hi b'achrit zavod Nevi'ad no'i kach v'adyo me'an Nevi'im v'chabiyem 50 ish b'ma'ara. He hid them 50 in one cave, 50 in another cave, in order to feed them and take care of them while Lizavu was out for their heads. So ma'ishta 50 ish, why 50? So the simplest answer, well, we'll see. Amar b'Yakov, Elozer b'Yakov l'mari, learned from Yaakov as a strategy. Yaakov split his camp into half. If Esav comes to one, the other one will run away. Rival says a very practical thing. Each cave held only 50. Okay, Chazon Ovadyahu, Kom Adonai Elohim Edom. So Ovadyahu's entire prophecy of 21 psukim is aimed at Edom. Smaishna Ovadyahu le'Edom. Why is Ovadyahu aiming at Edom? Yitzchak Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yavo Ovadyahu, Hadar ben Shnei Rishayim. Look at this Ovadya. He lived among two Rishayim, Achav and his terrible wife Yizevel. And he did not get perverted by or corrupted by their behavior. And he should come and prophesize about Esav, Shadar ben Shnei Tzadikim v'lamad m'asem, who lived between Yitzchak and Yaakov and did not learn from them either. So the same way, the one who remained a Tzadik should be the one to prophesize against the one who insists on remaining a Rasha. Amar Frayim Mikshah, Tamidosh Rameyer Mishumar Meir. Ovadya Ger Edom Yaya. He has a different take. Ovadya himself was a Ger from Edom. Hanumayinshi, Mineu Bey, Ava Nazil Bey Narga. It's from the splinter itself that the thing gets hurt. Meaning that the Ger who comes from that nation is the one to really hurt it. And now the same thing is taught about David. David, Vayachem Moav, Yodem Achevel, Vashkeva Tamar. So David wiped out a lot of the Moavim. Right? Because David was from Moab, from Rut. The fire smells from inside, meaning destruction comes from within inside the same nation. Okay, the last piece is about this very bizarre event that takes place at the end of war in which Yehuda, Yisrael, and Moab come and attack Edom. And what happens, when the king of Edom saw things were not going his way, he took his own son and offered him up as a sacrifice on the wall. And Bnei Yisrael then fled. Either he was offering a korban to Hashem in some weird way, or a vodazar. Now I understand why Am Yisrael was angry, because it felt like he's using their God against him. So why was their anger if it was Avodah Zarah? In Yechezkel, it says, you did not follow the laws of the local nations. And in Perek Aleph, it says, you did. So the answer is, you only did like the bad among them, not the good. Meaning you took the worst parts of their culture and their society. In the same way, Klal Yisrael was upset because they really had learned from these people, and they were reminded by this behavior of their own avodah zara. Okay, v'asumi alav yashuv l'aretz. So what happened? Am Yisrael went home. La'aretz means they went all the way down to the lowest level. And now the last piece we have is because we said before, Ovadyahu, Yareth Hashem Me'od. What is the word Me'od? Me'od. Rayafad Me'od. Chanina Bar Papa Adain Lo Higia L'Chatsi Yofya Shel Sarah. Avishag, as beautiful as she was, wasn't even half as beautiful as Sarah. Tichtiv Ad Me'od V'lo Me'od Bichlal. As opposed to Sarah's Yafahi Me'od. And there was Ad Me'od, meaning almost to the Me'od level. Okay, Adran Alach Achad Dinim Amarot. We finished this very significant parak with some real, real fundamental agadot that we went through, of course, at too fast of a pace. But Mir Hashem, we will continue with our study of Masechet Sanhedrin with a single podcast covering the entire fifth parak, which will be the next piece that we do. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.